JKT Mobile. To JKT Mobile.
For CEF Mobile, good morning to you.
AW Mobile.
Good morning, Ken. How are you guys doing this morning?
All right. Good morning, Ken.
Well, this morning, and that doesn't sound like echoing, Eric.
Throughout the day.
Making it through the work zone this morning. Got a new antenna set up on the EV and it's working a lot better. I ended up getting a one of those trunk lip mounts for the hatchback and a an antenna that's a half wave vertical instead of a quarter wave, so it's not as dependent on a ground plane, and it's working much better this morning. What I got, or what country it was from, or if it was even what it said it was. So, this all came from HRO and is, legit off-the-shelf stuff. So, yeah, it's working great this morning. How are you guys?
Hey, you guys doubled. Go ahead, Andrew.
I'm in the area when you first asked about Echo. But, yeah, Eric, the radio is sounding good.
The old antenna setup was just a mag mount and one of those tram dual band antennas from Amazon. And, you know, you get stuff from Amazon, who knows what you're actually getting, right? So I got all the stuff from HRO, the MSJ lip mount, and the Diamond, I think it's a 770. So it's two quarter waves. It's a half wave on 2 meters, and I think it's 2 5/8 waves on 70 centimeters. It's an antenna I used to have on my old car, and it worked great, so I got another one, and it's definitely working better.
On your walk to the car, was it? Diesel's going through the roof. I don't know what's going to happen before long.
It's on 85, now it's $4.99 for diesel cash, $5.05 credit, so... it's worse in Shelby. Shelby was $5.19 yesterday at the place near my house.
And we went by a gas station earlier last week, and regular was $3.01. I come back 30 minutes later, it was $3.29.
It was really good. They had like 300,000 new jobs or something in spite of the interest rate. So, of course, you know, everything pumps up. As everybody's, oh, good news, gonna pour some money back into something, so futures went way up again.
We're still supposed to be down for the East Coast distillates or whatever, so that's your diesel, your home heating oil, and something else.
Some relief on distillates, because it's been so warm, home heating oil demand isn't really coming up yet, so, you know, who knows? I mean, this is all speculation, right? You know, all these people have... They're sitting on tons of cash that was doled out during the pandemic for no reason, and they have nothing else to do with it except, manipulate the market. So, you know, it's just, you know, oil is the latest thing they're into because there's, you know, uncertainty and volatility, and they're just capitalizing on it.
Not bad when I start driving a wife's car. That's whenever it's just got no other choice. And it just costs too much to drive the truck right now.
Spend the money on a new electric vehicle to avoid paying for gas right now.
Buying some hybrids. I was looking at the, Ford. It's their little SUV-looking thing that you get as a hybrid. And it'll do 30-something miles off of the battery. It's a PHEV. And I was looking at that one. It would be nice, but, man, it'd take me forever to really come out ahead.
That analysis, right? But I needed a new car anyway because my Armada had 200,000 miles on it, and you know, driving it 160 miles a day to the office, you know, there's always something that go wrong with a car with that many miles on it, and it got terrible fuel economy. So it was time for a new car anyway. So I'm not really looking at this like, you know, I've got to recover the cost of the new car, because I had to buy one anyway. So it kind of came out in the wash that. I'm just looking at not spending, you know, $600 or $700 a month on fuel to drive to work.
Or it's from the lease program at work, so you know, it's not bad. I really can't complain about that. I can't stand driving it because it don't have a good antenna solution.
So she'd appreciate you drilling a hole in the roof for an NMO mount, would she?
I'd like that. Can we lose you?
No, I'm still in here, just riding, just listening to you guys. I'm good.
for HDX Mobile.
I was just wondering where you were.
KO4CF.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4TFW.
Everyone, I was just sitting here listening, waiting for a break to get in.
This morning, I finally got a decent antenna working, so I'm pleased. I guess my problem with my crappy antenna the whole time, but I have something decent now, and it's working great. How are you this morning?
I'm on my 5100 this morning in the excursion. I hadn't made it to the tool truck yet, but so far it's been doing good the last week.
Thunder mount for my that I used to use a long time ago. Wonder what happened if I pump 30 watts through a rubber duck.
Sure, it might melt on that one, but I'm sure you could buy one of the little diamond antennas or something like that that would handle, you know, that kind of power.
The antennas I found are usually no more than 10 watts. Post HDs don't go over 5 watts.
This is all over the place, too, and, there's probably a lot of heating in there and, you know, very fine wire for the antenna. So, yeah, I definitely wouldn't push an HD antenna, you know, beyond 5 or 10 watts.
You get Echo Link working with a little push-to-talk button. I had to hook some headphones up to it. You can click the start-stop button or the play button on the headphones, and it'll kick it into PTT. Have to do it again and stop it.
Not on Echo Link anymore, at least for the time being. But I'm going to jump off here for a minute. I'm at 75. I missed my exit at 90 for my usual quick trip stop because of the fog. So I'm going to get off of the QT here at 75 and grab my Coke. So I'll be back in about 5 minutes, guys. This is W2JKT.
1 second. KO4CN. Ken, how was your weekend?
We didn't do much of anything. We did a little retail shopping and that. We actually cooked the turkey on Saturday. My old neighbor came over and that. We ate turkey dinner and then I think Susan's canning most of it today.
Months now, so she's not working this week?
I scheduled her for 5 days, Monday through Friday, and then one of the girls said, hey, I'd like to work Monday for you, so she gave them that. And another girl wanted to work on Thursday, so she's working Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, which is good with her.
Weekend anymore.
Weekends.
Thinking about if you find you enough cooking oil, you can make you some biodiesel.
Yeah, that works great in the excursion or the pickup truck, but it don't work so good in the tool truck with that regen system on it. That regen's the problem there.
A long time ago, and I made me a little bit of biodiesel just to experiment and see how it worked, but getting a hold of that much cooking oil you need to make enough diesel would be the problem.
And everybody and their brother's going to be trying to get their hands on it at that time, too.
These forums and stuff, these guys will run diesel trucks straight off of cooking oil. They put a heater on the fuel tank to keep the oil liquid, I guess, whenever it gets too cold.
Waterbed heaters and strapping them to the bottom of the tanks or glue them to the bottom of the tanks to heat everything up. That way it stays the right viscosity. While you're running, they'll flip. They'll have two tanks. They'll flip from one to the other. One is regular diesel. They'll bring the truck up on it, flip it over once everything warms up, and then run it off of it, and then shut it down on diesel. That way, you don't have the hard start issues or it gumming up the lines.
I just couldn't imagine it. Like I said, getting a hold of that much oil to be able to run a truck would be the problem.
Eyes of what you can run through one of these diesel trucks that don't have the regen system on it.
How much oil do you need to make a gallon of diesel?
People do it gallon for gallon. They don't cut it at all. Then other people cut it. So it'll run off straight cooking oil.
You'll lose some, and then you got all the wash and stuff that comes from that. You got to aerate it for a while. It's a long process to get it done. That's what I was saying. I've tried it. I did it on a very small scale years and years back just to see how it works.
Don't have to put on the AC yesterday?
Last night and Saturday on the way back.
Turned the heat on the house yesterday morning because it was cool. And then it got up to 80-something degrees yesterday.
If sun popped out, man, it was brutal yesterday. I had to turn the AC on in the house.
The way pretty much all week this week from what I was looking at.
Veterans camp out this weekend, and I think it's going to be raining Friday. So get the setup in the rain. I love it.
Plants back outside, let them get watered good. KN4 TFW.
KA3GHC. Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Richard. And Andrew is supposed to turn off cold again this weekend.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it being cold. I just don't want to get wet while I'm setting up the tent.
Says good morning. She's back from her work/vacation.
Sally, KO4HK.
W2JKT, I'm back.
All right, we got Patrick, Ken, Andrew, and Patrick. Or Eric, I'm sorry, Eric, Ken, and Andrew and Patrick. Okay. And Patrick, you got my text message last night, correct?
Yes, I did.
Sally and Ms. Ashley, if you're up.
In there, they're up. Sally's just laying here debating on whether she wants to go back to sleep for a little bit. Ashley's up making them breakfast right now.
So I wish I had some breakfast this morning.
Nobody ever make them before, but we found this little donut shop down here in 14 and Main Street down here. It's in Simpsonville, but it's down about maybe 8 miles from my house. It's called Lickin' Good Donuts or something like that. But they take a honey butter biscuit, which is the flaky ones, and then they put a slice of either sausage, bacon, or ham and an egg on there. And you talk about a good breakfast biscuit. The biscuits are fresh.
That's good. Well, gentlemen, I am pulling in the parking lot, so it is that time for me. Well, y'all be safe out there on the road this morning, and maybe we'll holler at you this evening whenever I get off work. But y'all be safe, 7-3, and like I said, hopefully we'll talk to you in the morning at least. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, KO4HX.
W2JKT.
7-3, Andrew, KN4TFW.
7-3, Andrew, KA3JCA.
Into the black hole, or I'm in the black hole, so I don't know how well you can hear me.
Get over here.
I know it's foggy up here, so it changes where the black hole's at, and Saturday on the way back up, I'd pick up my talk all the way through it.
Yeah, that fog when you get down to TR.
This pea soup up here this morning.
The place that sells that Shark RF.
You get buy it directly from them in the UK. It's like 342 euros right now.
Yeah, you know, I was just looking. It's like, man, I just struggled to find a place.
Because I asked the same thing, and there was somebody on the digital network that told me that you can only buy it directly from the factory. And if you can afford the few extra euros, they said go with the pro.
I'm a Santa wish list.
Do that, Ken. Need to look at the website, because on a day-to-day basis, it'll tell you whether they are taking orders or they're not taking orders, and it'll tell you when they'll start taking the next batch of orders.
Are you still here? I'm just got myself something to eat at the Quick Trip, and I'm just kind of munching on it. I have to be, it takes me a while to eat because I had this tooth out last week and a bone graft, and I'm feeling quite a bit of discomfort from it, and I'm having to chew on one side of my mouth and just be super careful with it and everything. So I'll be back in a few minutes. WTUJKT.
Know if you had 285, because we're switching over there real quick, and I was going to tell you too, if you get a chance to program the 146-640 repeater into your radio, that's a good coverage on that side of the mountain between Shelby coming south, so we're not sure if you can make that one or not, but go ahead and eat, and we're going to jump over on 285, KA3JCA.
KN4TFW QSY.
JKT QSY.